Joining us now on the AM update here this morning, it is Wednesday, the 18th day of July. Joining us on the phone from Vieira, Florida, is former Jimmy and current member of the Hagerstown Suns in the Nationals organization. It's Alex Kreis. Alex, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Great to talk to you. Alex is down in Vieira, Florida right now at the Nationals training complex, their spring training complex. Alex was put on the DL with pneumonia, and a pretty bad case of pneumonia from what it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a tough deal, but we had good doctors and good training staff to catch it right and take the appropriate actions, and everything is going well, and I feel much better after the surgery and healthy and strong and ready to get on the mound and compete again.
So I suppose that it's pretty nice to have such a great group of doctors around in a first class organization like the Nationals.
It is. It absolutely is. And I was taken care of very, very well. And it's definitely something that I appreciate. And you got to tip your cap to them for doing such a good job.
So how far are you away from returning to action?
Well, actually, tomorrow I will be pitching my first outing tomorrow of the rehab stint. I have about a week of outings, and then I'm hoping to be back up in Hagerstown to rejoin the team.
Alex is with the Hagerstown Suns, and Alex, I just want to make a comment on how horrible that logo is. Yeah,
it's a good squad.
Well, it is, but I just, man, that logo just that gets me every time I take a look at that one. Through eight games this year so far in 12 innings, ERA not exactly where you would like it, 5.84. How did you feel like you were pitching early on?
Throughout every season, you feel like there's some ups and downs. I felt like I was definitely throwing a lot better than the stats show. I know that can be taken kind of as a cliche, but each day I was working on things and getting better at different aspects of my game. And it's unfortunate because I felt like I polished my mechanics just the way I needed to right before I got put on the disabled list. So that's unfortunate, but I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and I just got to battle through the adversity and become stronger and healthier, and kind of gives you a little bit better desire, a little bit more desire, to achieve your goals and be successful.
Obviously, there is a lot of teaching moments in the minor leagues. What kind of stuff were you working on early in this season to take your game to another level?
Well, the biggest thing is consistency. If you can be consistent and keep the ball down in the strike zone, throw a lot of strikes, be effective with your pitches, I think you can be successful. And that goes to show with, if you watch any baseball game on TV. But it's a different game now. The game's the same, but the guys are, the competition is going to get better. The hitters are going to get better, and the pitchers are going to get better. So it's a simple game, but the biggest thing is to try to keep it simple and, throw strikes, keep the ball down. Good things will happen. So that's kind of the mindset I've been taking, and just working on commanding all of my pitches. And I think that's where it needs to be. So you just to be able to be consistent, like I was saying, and to feel comfortable mechanically and be able to repeat your mechanics is also very important.
We're talking with former Jimmy Alex Kreis right now, 21-5 career record for Jamestown College, two-time DAC Pitcher of the Year. Drafted, what round was it again?
The 35th
round. What was it like that day? Go walk me through that day a little bit. Tell me what the emotions were of getting drafted.
It was an unbelievable feeling. It was absolutely a dream come true. I was fortunate enough to be staying with some former teammates in Jamestown and still working out and preparing for the draft if the day had come. So it was special to be able to spend time with those guys. And, I had a great group of people around me supporting me and helping me out, doing the things I needed to do. And it was just once that first phone call came in, it was just unbelievable from there. Seems like my phone never stopped ringing.
So who was the first person to contact you from the Nationals?
Steve Arnieri was the scout that drafted me. Steve's a great guy, and I really appreciate him giving me such a great opportunity.
You're obviously in an organization that right now at the major league level is having a lot of success with a lot of young talent. How do you see yourself moving the way up and breaking into some of that talent here in the future?
Well, that's a really tough question, and I don't know how to answer that other than to keep on playing the game the right way and do what you need to do to be successful and to get better each day. I think that will definitely increase your chances of moving forward. But a lot of things are out of my own control, and that kind of keeps it exciting. You know, you work your butt off and just show what you can and give your best each day, and you know, your talent and your work ethic and your heart will get you as far as you want to.
Obviously, playing for the Jimmies, you played under Coach Tom Hager, just picked up his 400th win. You were a part of a lot of those victories. What is it like to play for a guy like Tom Hager?
You know, it was great. He's one of the best coaches I've ever played for, and I think that speaks a lot to what he's about, what Jamestown College is about, and what he's done for Jimmy baseball. You know, I would definitely attribute a lot to where I am today because of him, Coach Hager, first and foremost, giving me the opportunity to play college ball for such a good program, and to you know, let me give me the tools and the resources and the coaching that I needed to further my career, and that is definitely one of the things that I really appreciate.
Now, we've all heard what minor league baseball is like on the road. Obviously, you're traveling a lot in buses. Give us some of the give us a little insight, I guess, onto what minor league baseball on the road is actually all about.
Well, you know, I think we're in Hagerstown. We're fortunate enough to have a real nice bus. It's a sleeper bus, so there's beds that line the bottom along each side of the aisle, and then there's little beds on top. There's three big couches, I believe, and you know, then of course some seats. So it makes it easy to get, well, about as comfortable as you can be on a bus. And then we also have you know, there's TVs, and then there's a big flat screen TV in the back, along with wireless internet and satellite TV. So I wouldn't say we're roughing it too hard, but it definitely makes it easier. I mean, you want to be as comfortable and relaxed as you can while you're traveling, and you know, it's a long season, so it's some of the little amenities that kind of the little things turn out to be a big deal.
Alex Christ joining us here on the AM Update. Alex, I want to thank you for joining us. We wish you the best in your recovery here over the next couple weeks, and hopefully the next time we talk to you, it'll be from Hagerstown.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Alex.